that's the first time I ever heard somebody say that.
Because it's like,
some people will be like, look, man, how can you have that top five? You know how what I mean? You, like, there's so much skill and, like...
There is, but
come
how
on, Guilty, speak up, man. I know you know what I'm talking about.
The top five are like...
I'm listening. I'm waiting for the top five.
Top five, dead or alive, is tough because there's some dudes that are... They still got 10 years to go, so I might... You know what I mean? It's tough. So, but I go Nas first. This is like Nas is... I'm not even going in order. Nas, Jay... Black Thought, Pac, and
oh, come on,
and Lil Wayne.
Oh yeah,
and Lil Wayne.
Woo!
Wayne's a bad man.
Weezy F, baby. Yeah.
Weezy's a bad man.
Guilty wasn't a fan of Weezy before.
Man. I wasn't.
Until
I wasn't.
Heard that Benny song.
I wasn't,
bro.
Uzi with the hush.
Really? That's when he converted you. But that's what I'm saying. Wow.
No, that's not what. No.
I was like, that's crazy. But that's dope. That would have been dope. But I'm like, yo. I mean, the Carters were crazy.
The Carters were
crazy. As soon as he started, you hear that lighter spark up on the mic. Oh, it was over, bro. Oh, he turned into something else. Like, and the feature run that he's on right now, what is that all about?
Yeah,
bro, this guy rinses every single feature he's on, everything.
He does.
Corday, Benny, every feature. The Jesse Reyes joint that he just did. No, he's crazy for sure. But, like, then the current top five would be, like, you know, for me would be, like, Simba. Freddy.
Simba uses the AI. He writes his bars with AI ChatGPT.
Man, that crushed me, bro.
What?
He admitted it.
Crushed me, bro.
He admitted it.
Bro, get the crushed get out of here.
No,
and then he just changes certain words.
Okay, answer rescinded.
Reset. Reset.
What? Don't.
Run that back. Run that back, Junk. Run that back, Junk.
That can't be, man.
Yo, man, he admitted it.
That hurts me, bro.
It hurts.
It does, man. Crush me, bro.
It hurts. And we're going to get to some more hurtful stuff with these rappers.
That's like Biggie stealing his whole style, right? That hurt me too, man.
Biggie got his whole style was
bro.
He got coached to be him.
Yeah, bro. He had people coaching him, bro.
Like, I mean, being coach is okay. Being coach is cool. But like, yeah, Biggie's not my top five. But
he's not your top five, right?
No, I didn't mention Biggie. No.
Yeah.
But
All right.
I got love for Biggie, but that's crazy. You just crushed my. That's terrible. I don't.
Okay, so we'll take it. We're running back.
Running back.
That hurts, bro.
I know.
That hurts, bro.
I know.
It hurt me too, right?
Bro, because Simba's fire, man. The man's fire.
I know.
I don't even want to do this anymore. I'm depressed. No more. Top five dead or alive. That's all you get, man. That's painful.
Come on, man. Bring the next four, man. Bring the next four.
Okay.
What did I say? Freddie Gibbs, Sahai the Prince. Sahai the Prince, Freddie Gibbs. Ooh, active right now.
Sahai's fire.
Yeah, Sahai's crazy. I got a joint with him.
You got a joint with him, right?
Yeah. He's nuts. I wasn't ready to do a song with him. When I did a song with him, the song's cool, but I wasn't ready. Sahai does the hooks, but I don't think I was ready to do a song with them. So I like it, but I would love to get another stab at it because that was 2018 and it made the song like 2017, you know, almost in 8 years. I just wasn't ready as an MC, you know what I mean? But I just wasn't, and that's just being honest.
Yeah.
So the song is cool, but I wish I can get another crack at actually doing a joint with Sahai because, yeah, I really like Sahai a lot.
Shout out to Sahai, man. That's Kanye's ghostwriter for all y'all that don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot of ghostwriters. A
lot of ghostwriters. Half the a majority. A large part of the industry.
Yeah, right? I like. Damn, now I'm stuck on the spot. I don't want to waste time, bro. I don't know. Freddie, Sahai.
No Jada in there.
Current? No, because I'm not listening to Jada that much currently. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So Jada is definitely in the top five. Dead or like top six, seven, top five, dead or alive for me. Like top 10, Jada's in there 100%. 100%. Jada's insane. I love Jada. I like Ab Soul, bro. I'm like a crazy. I love Ab Soul. I love Kendrick and I love Cole too. You know what I mean? The whole thing with him doing whatever, it doesn't matter. Like he skates, bro. When Cole raps, he is skating. That backpedaling, taking a diss back, little bit weird, but let's see what happens with this next record that he drops and if it was actually, I don't know. These guys are playing chess, you know what I mean? These guys are holding puppet strings and they're doing things that we don't even know about. So I don't know. See how it pans out, but pen game, like Cole just is too cold with it, man. So, yeah, Sahai, Cole, Absol, Kendrick. I love Daylight, too. Daylight is crazy.
Daylight's crazy, man. And he's very, like...
Daylight's nuts.
He's very theatrical.
So theatrical.
Like, visually, like, he does the most random, like... Yo, man.
Yeah. I mean, this is a crazy game. Tomorrow you ask me this question, I'll say five other MCs. You know what I mean? So it's tough.
No doubt.
It's tough.
Well, we're going to come back, y'all. We're going to keep running on some more tunes, man. We'll be right back with y'all.
Simba, what are you doing?
Real.
Damn.
CJSF.
Damn. That's...
During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
You only go through what you're supposed to. You always take the struggle till it molds you. I swear all my scars gave me all my bars. They broke a nigga down till I broke through. So judge me if you want. Aye. For the gold in my mouth, for the tattoos on my skin. Yeah. Pray that I never win.
Win, 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 win. That's my day job. Yeah, grinding every day, don't take no days off. Thank God I don't give up on what you think. You tell me I do backpack on mumble rap, just like that thing from Belly Legendary. I don't think you kids is ready. See a bunch of small puddings though, cause y'all a little jelly. That's the. But before this shit was ever being produced, I would lose everything I ever knew. Binge drinking, swimming. It was misconstrued. Had to fix and switch the crew. What was missing? It was glue. Now we sticking to our moves. That's the irony. Been blue collar working, get to irony. And don't assume all the shit I've been through ain't inspire me. Hate society. No longer do that. I embrace the struggle. Look, I came from rubble. Used to play in puddles. Right beside me, dealers on the block, dodging cops, moving H and bundles through decay and crumble. I was made of love. And I ain't judge you for the drugs that we use and the substance abuses. But burning bridges will make you jump to conclusions.
Only go through what you're supposed to. You always take the struggle till it molds you. I swear all my scars gave me all my bars. They broke a nigga down till I broke through. So judge me if you want. For the gold in my mouth, for the tattoos on my skin. Pray that I never win.
Run it up on my Mayweather. Never got beat, dog, I never lost. I'm happy, number gone, let off. I'm dodging when the gun let off. I'm Neo, Neo. Brains need a trio. No Poricito, call the plug, that's my teal. Yeah. Win like Tiger, win like Kobe, win like Wayne. Win like Russell, Cristiano, I got hustle, I got game. Follow me, you might fly into a building like a plane. You might blow up, they use visual effects to add a flame. No cap unless it's tin for you. You ain't buried till you in soil. You ain't married till you been loyal. You cast up until you in oil. It's holy water till it's been boiled. Shocking like a spring coil.
Summer's been under the thunder. I'm bled in the desert with runners and gunners. Under the ground, run through the dust. I'm feeling wazy. I've been a stunner. I've been a hot boy. You've been a hot boy. Don't need a shot. Not from a nurse. Not from a cop, boy. Can't mandate the man. Damn, you can't break what you can't bend. They ran out when I ran in.
You only go through what you're supposed to. You always take the struggle till it molds you. I swear all my scars gave me all my bars. They broke a nigga down till I broke through. So judge me if you want. For the gold in my mouth, for the tattoos on my skin. Pray that I never win.
All of my scars are like paint on walls in the halls of the grave.
Don't cross me, on God, I'm a saint in the blossoming gardens of hate.
He got shit to your obvious fate. I'm a last one, put bodies on play.
No shoddy, but a lock and engage. Ride up, you're not in it,
but I'm free. Yeah, yeah, fuck a fee. Trust no B or G-O-B.
I'm the seed that's under trees are coming lead.
Many men try, many men fall, many men bleed.
Some of us kings, some of us win, how many succeed?
I cruise past while they stall on the precipice of greatness. My fit darkest perspectives of pessimists.
Perpetual exodus, destination is unknown. Been through desolate deserts, the respiration been on hold.
I can't breathe, I can't swim in wet concrete. Overdoses in rain and grease, nightmare on my street.
Grinding to provide feed for my team. Rising into a divine me, no blind sheep. Pfizer inside me, now I'm 5G.
I've been Shakespeare since I was 5 feet. 5 feet.
Yeah. Done.
Murder.
It's been some time, but it's worth the wait. These other niggas trying to perpetrate, spreading money out in my circle and make it circulate. They got the nerve to say that I'm forgetting about niggas, but niggas forgetting favors I couldn't get out of niggas. We had to work for this planet hit. I see them looking sideways, so I parked on the curb to put a slant in it. Nothing ever handed, we got on because we demanded it. They know who the winner is, the decision is unanimous.
I know I ain't perfect, but look, I'm working. I can make a melody like, yeah, yeah, we just turning up what you really want. They try to tell us that we can't go back there. Don't tell me you love me, show me the money. Where I'm from, love can't go back there. Don't you feel alone, I go through it too. I turn around and let me hear you say, yeah, yeah. Stay 10 toes down, I'm really focused. Look who I roll with, same damn gang as last year. If you didn't notice, niggas talk shit on some whole shit till they hear that thing go blam, yeah. Subliminal posting, yeah, they roast shit, they joking until we pull up on a scene like, yeah, yeah. Everywhere we go, now they feeling cautious, they worry. I can make it so you can't come back here. I think we should stop the make believing. I be so damn fly without a reason. I make 65 over the weekend. I bring my whole gang to every evening. I know I ain't perfect, but look, I'm working. I can make a melody like, yeah, yeah. We just turning up what you really want. They try to tell us that we can't go back there. Don't tell me you love me, show me the money. Where I'm from, love can't go back there. Don't you feel alone, I go through it too. I turn around and let me hear you say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We come from the city that's never sleeping. Stay on point or get hit up for no reason. My young niggas hurt and they make the murk and they putting work and have them bring it to you like, yeah, yeah. You see what you want, you can get it too. Have them hit it, you pull up on you with that blicky like, yeah, yeah. Southside, yeah, yeah, the hybrids, the live shit. Bow to the Balmain, we out here on some fly shit. Different pedigree, yeah, I'm from a different regime. On your ass feel like I'm half man, half machine. When I say they don't want the smoke, they know just what I mean. I had that whole block taped off, call it a scene. Yeah, we on that same bullshit. Sun up to sundown. Nigga pop out and get popped trying to run down. Go ahead, get popped trying to run down. Think a nigga bluff and fuck around and get gunned down.
I know I ain't perfect, but look, I'm working. I can make a melody like, yeah, yeah. We just turning up what you really want. They try to tell us that we can't go back there. Don't tell me you love me, show me the money. Where I'm from, love can't go back there. Don't you feel alone, I go through it too. I turn around and let me hear you say, yeah, 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 yeah.
Talk about sound killing. When they don't know, say we are original sound killer. Fast, you know we. Anytime we start dance, dance off a lock. Girl, follow back a week. You know, say we have a thing punk up. Can't chat to me. We start dance from 19 all along. Kick out only 45 we collect. A dub plate we out. Anytime we drop Cardinal, IRS, and Wire. A big tune that.
Yes. oh me, oh my eye. What? Them a try around Mr. Cardinal, flavors you can't deny. What? Cause them circle cats rap so fly, them tracks stay do or die. And what? Ask what? When them on the murder song before I dance, can't turn around and jump and begging for a black eye. Go! They cough a style me off, they put the time back. Rap from T-Dot to the Bronx and Brixton, they come back, yeah.
If a MC step out of line and fill him off, we get cut up, butt up, lick up, fist up, sound get brick up. Beat up and kick up till the boy start nick up.
Girlfriend, what's your name?
How you look so sweet with your horse legs acting like you're strange? It's full time now, you come off of that range. My name's why you're bareback farming in the plains.
Blessing this, effortless, mess with this. F with this if you think you got a chance to dance with your devilish messages. Stressing this can only lead to battery. You rattle me, request to battle me, I take as flattery, I see. Grip your Bible, I'm the lyrically homicidal idol who's liable to take your title with a single recital, it's vital. You respect the steez, I get vexed with ease. Don't make me ask you to respect me, please.
It's just a old time killing. We are here with run, don't get your money clear for another day. In another way, the man them not take the ray ray. We are murderer,
the MC
killer.
Cold blood, I meant to do it ruthless. Knew it was murder since the grassroots produces. And now we got some axe murderers
girls up on the track, burning murder onto wax so you can witness the attack is black. Cat. The nigga who writes the burn fable, so hype the source should give us 5 mics and 2 turntables. We spitting this with beats so ridiculous and rhyme style limitless. Let's see if they can get what.
Why you crazy? Your tough talk don't amaze me. Imaginary bussing just don't faze me. Liquor shot
with your fly,
gun finger in the air, headstone on your 12-inch says Mr. Cardinal, and the monolith was there. From 94 to now, the beasts run wild in the east, leave enough man to cease. I got 2 middle fingers that's made for 5-0. Babylon forget dust and let my people them go.
It's
y'all
just know. Old time killing, we are doing wrong. Go get your money clip for another day, in another way. The man them not tend the ray ray. We are murderer,
the MC
killer.
Your sound killer, gut filler, rhyme spiller. Don't date vanilla, hip hop, gorilla, mind chiller. Don't drink Miller Lite, night thriller, spite might feel ya. Bite and you invite with a recite to kill ya.
The tox liquor, shot liquor, girls flop quicker since my prop got bigger. Get yanked like a Glock trigger just to make the plot thicker. Girls got bigger, I'ma run up in the spot quicker.
I'm the
nigga your son really wants to chill with and no. You must think it's me to make that act so. Vex cause your church friends gossip on the low.
Yo, why? Yo, let me say.
Half of the people don't know what's going on. They sleeping on a whole city stretching and yawning. Not knowing T-Dot's about to shake the out their dreams. So wake up before you end up in the pine box.
It's just a old time killing. We are dealing wrong. Go get your money clip for another day. In another way, them on them not take no ray ray. We are murderers.
Would have been perfect for you, but
peace.
There's more opportunities like that, though.
Oh yeah, man.
Lots more.
All day, man. Yeah. So you know, man. Look, man. It's 1 order, 6 o'clock blitz, baby. You know what I mean? We here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. You know what I mean? You're gonna get the hottest hip hop. We're gonna talk about all kinds of different things. You know what I mean? And like I said tonight, man, we had a very special guest on the show. My man Junk. He's still in the building. Make some noise.
Thank you, man. You guys are—you have a very good show. I really appreciate what you're doing, what you're saying, and what you actually believe in. You know what I mean? Some people just ask weird questions, and they're just surface level. So I like the way you guys dig, man. It's cool.
Yeah, man. That's what it's about, bro. Yeah. Intellectual. No, you know what I mean? Got to use it. So
word.
If you don't use it, you're going to lose it, man. Word is bond. And so, yo, man, Junk, tell the listener about, you know, the upcoming show. It's almost, it's not like a going away. It's not like the final
send off, just a send off.
But it's just like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm going to Europe December 1st for the next foreseeable future. Build my brand up. Do a lot of touring. I got an agent out there who's helping me out, and I'm going to be doing a lot of crazy things out there. But so November 28th, it's at Fortune Sound Club. Doors open at 8 p.m. It's the album release party, official album release party for Gallery of Saints album. We're doing every song, track 1 to 17, front to back. Flip Out is our DJ, legendary. D-Rex in the building, legendary.
D-Rex, shout out to D-Rex,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir. We got Hungry, Household. He's dropping an album soon. He's going to be doing a solo set right before Gallery of Saints. Ire Evan and Freelance Flint rocking a crazy duo set. Kid Lithium and Rosmo. Lokita, Xander. And then we got Rebirth and Casey Hall having vendors selling some incredible original pieces of art and clothing in the building. And we got a couple other surprises on the night too. But also, shameless self birthday plug, it's literally my birthday that night as well. So just like, yo, it's a send-off party. It's my last show in Canada for the next foreseeable future, just for a while I you know, build a brand in a different continent. And then it's my birthday, and it's an album release party, the first time ever we're doing the whole album front to back. Tickets are moving crazy. Speaking of tickets, if someone calls in the next 10 minutes, I'm willing to give 4 of them away. So what's the number again, my guy?
778-782-2573. One more time.
Yeah.
778-782-2573.
That's it. And you can get tickets at mynameisjunk.com. If you get them now, they're a little bit cheaper than they will be at the door, but they're moving. They're hella moving. Not going to lie, it's going to be a great night of just community again and just seeing a lot of familiar faces building. Yeah, I'm very excited. November 28th, Fortune Sound Club's about to be lit.
Ah, man, this has been a wonderful night, man. Honestly, like,
Respect.
You know, this aspect of the show is so incredible, man, because it gives. See, we striving to have a platform for artists to really showcase their talent. You know what I'm saying? Like, on a whole different scale, right? Because a lot of artists, they probably think that radio is not popping, you know? But they don't understand that there's a lot of people out there that only deal with radio.
Right.
They don't even do streaming.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, literally, bro, like, I people will mess, like, old people. You know what I'm saying? Like, elders listen to hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's, you know, this is a whole nother lane that, you know, all the artists in this city can come and you know what I mean?
Yep.
They can showcase what they have, man.
100%. And that's why I curated this whole show, and I picked artists that represent different blends of the genre, or you know what I mean? Different flavors, different pockets, but it's all about bringing those people together under one roof and just building as a community, because we're all part of the same community. Mm-hmm. Whether you do aggressive backpack or more melodic trappier stuff, like, we're all part of the same community. That's why I always make it a thing to have my shows have a really diverse pool talent from different people. And I try to work with people that I haven't worked with before on shows, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, it's going to be a great night, man. I hope to see you there. I got a couple tickets for you guys, too, if you want to pull up through. No problem. I got you guys for sure.
Oh, yeah, man. I think I already got one, but I'm coming already.
Okay. Well, your boy is...
We coming.
He the man. But if you call, I'll give him away, so let's go.
Come on, man. Like, let's, you know, like, look, man. Come on, man. A round of applause for my man, Chuck.
I appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Like, for real, bro. Like, you know, just listening to your story and really... You know, and I know this is just a little bit, right?
Yeah,
there's
course,
so much course, more, right?
Course.
There's always so much more to a person, right? But definitely. Like, yo, man, just to hear, man, and especially the way that you elaborate on the concept of this, of the last project y'all just put together with Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, man, that's what I like to hear, you know what I'm saying? I like to, like, really visualize, you know, the whole process.
No, and it's great. You know I appreciate you asking those questions, because... For anybody listening or for yourself, it almost reinvigorates the album on the second listen when you hear that. Like, I love that personally. When I hear a record and I love it, and then later I see an interview about the making of the album, Nas talking about, I'm just like, whoa, this is crazy, you know? So I love it that much more. So, yeah, I appreciate you asking some really dope questions. Thank you, bro.
I got one more for you.
Okay.
Where do you see the state of hip-hop going?
Wow, state of hip-hop, I mean... That's such a... Wow. I thought we only had 10 minutes left, man. Why are you asking me this now? Wow. You know what, bro? The state of hip-hop is... I mean, there's some amazing younger artists at the forefront. There's some, you know, OGs that are holding it down, obviously. I just think things like Even and rappers like La Russell and these types of... Seeing the community. If people see the value in building... community and taking the power back from the labels and just doing it all by yourself, which, like I mentioned, these people, there's some people at the forefront of that, and if people decide to use those powers, you know, against the powers that be, I think we'll be in good hands. But lyrically speaking and production wise I mean, I love the boom bap era. I love the golden era. You know what I mean? That's my era. That's what I came up on. But there's some incredible new MCs out there, bro, that are just insanely gifted, technically gifted, Jid, and all these, like, crazy MCs. So, that really, truly love hip-hop, and you can see it. You know what I mean? Of course, hip-hop's become, like, commodified and a really formulaic assembly line. Boom, boom, churn out the record. Next, next, next. But if you dig hard enough, like, you know, there is some incredible MCs and poets, and technology, you know, has also just made it so more popular. But I find technology has also made a young kid who's 12, who maybe would have never got a shot living in, I don't know, somewhere in Idaho, right? In Spokane or something doesn't live around big label infrastructure or anything.
Yeah.
Have access to making some music, and it's crazy fire. Mm-hmm. So. You know, it's like it's almost the discovery of talent is more available because of technology, but you also got to sift through a lot, because a lot of the stuff, you can buy a computer and set yourself up and make an album in 5 hours and put it on YouTube or whatever, but it's absolute garbage, you know? But So there's two sides to a coin. But I find we're in good hands. There's a lot of amazing MCs out there. And I find like there's more crazy MCs out there than there was before. It's just there's also so many other... That the thing is, there's not MCs, it's rappers. People don't even care about MCing. Not so many. But there is MCs. The MCs that are out there, they're crazy and they're super gifted. And I think it's in good hands. And, you know, I'm trying to be positive and optimistic. And I'm going to keep doing me and try to push the MCing craft forward the best I can. And, yeah, man, just appreciate the music and dig deeper than just the face value stuff. That's all I can say.
No doubt, man. Appreciate that beautiful bill. Word. Man. Word is bond. Yo, man, so, you know, we about to wrap it up. You know, we give out our shout-outs, so, yo, you know what I mean, Junk? Mm-hmm. Any shout-outs?
Definitely.
Who you got?
The whole household team, like I said before, Hungry, Neff, IR Evan, Messiah, the Gallery Saints team, Money Hungry, Freelance Flint, Neeks Up North, Ivan Townsend, Mason Rex, just so many people and producers that I work with, I really appreciate you guys, you know, chiseling away and making my sound. Jamie Q's, the whole Fortune staff, Cole, and my family, Angelina, Nico, Pia, Steve, John Maria. I love so many people, bro. I could shout out for days. So I appreciate anybody that's ever, you know, supported me, bought a ticket, piece of clothing, merch, streamed my music, likes and interacts and shares with me, and just builds with me, you know, and it has evolved with me. So much love to everybody, much love to you guys, bro. You've always been super courteous to me, and I appreciate your music and your energy for the craft as well. So that's it, man. That's why I appreciate everybody that just loves what they do. That's it.
That's peace, man.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Likewise,
sure.
Bro. Likewise, bro.
Yeah, for sure. One love.
You guys are good people, man. You guys are good people. Thank you.
Yo, so Digi, man, give us your shout-out, man.
Shouting out my sons.
Remember their name?
Yeah. Yeah, Jalen and Reese, man.
Big Reese.
Congratulations, Dan Reese, and my boys. What's up?
That's fire.
Go ahead, Guilty.
Yo, my baby girl, you know what I'm saying, growing up lovely and all that. I like to say, you know, RIP to all the people, all the fallen soldiers that fought for us to be able to have this show here today, you know, And all the homies, you know, who ain't here anymore and stuff. We, you know, we might have lost them to disease or, not good circumstances and stuff like that or anything, you know, natural causes. If they're not here today, I just like to shout out all those people and to all the youth, you know, keep your head up. If you ever need to call anybody, call us.
No doubt, God. Respect, man. And, you know, last week I slightly shared it, right? But, you know, my little brother died last week too, right? So, you know, RIP to him. And, you know, it's, you know, this is why we, like, one order's for the youth, man. You know what I mean? We do this for the youth, man. We do this to intellectually stimulate you and you know, make you become critical thinkers, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you the keys to the future, you know what I mean? So I say, you know, peace to the gods, peace to the earth, peace to the young god King Wise, you know what I mean? Peace to Wise Prince Allah, you know what I mean? Peace to the whole One Order family, you know what I mean? Everybody who supports the movement, you know, peace to Junk Household, you know what I mean? And peace to, you know, Victory, man, you know what I mean? AKA Van City, baby. So, you know, we love you, man. One Order, 6 o'clock Blitz. And we signing now.
Peace.
Peace.